Sports brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply, WWC Engineering on this Friday morning, 24th day of October. And it's going to be a beautiful day today, James, but it's also going to be an awesome weekend, too.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out and enjoy. 68 today and tomorrow. A little bit cooler.
Yeah,
I know, right? A little bit cooler on Sunday with a chance of some showers, but still upper 50s. Upper 50s is actually normal for this time of year, so we're really having quite a fall. Loving it. We've got Bronc football tonight.
Last game of the regular season.
Laramie comes to town.
I can't believe it's already here.
I know.
At the end of the regular season.
James Hall have the halftime Powderhorn halftime show on this evening.
Yes, I will.
Watch it on SharedMedia.com. Listen to it. 1410, 106.9 FM, KWYO. So we got that going on. And I was looking at the events calendar. I was talking about it earlier. Wow, there are a ton of events this weekend.
Yeah, it's a busy weekend.
There's no reason for you to stay in the house.
It's the one before, because Halloween is taking
place. Halloween's a week from today.
So this is the weekend that they're all going to celebrate.
Yeah. So you're going to see there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. So go check out click on that events tab, go to SharedMedia.com. Well, on this date, James, as we look at the date book today, on this Friday, 24th day, it's Champagne Day. You ever had champagne?
Yeah, champagne's disgusting. I'll be honest with you, not for me.
Yeah, not a thing that I would drink on a regular basis.
No.
Yeah. Today's crazy day, so I guess do something crazy, right?
Sure.
Why not? Come on. Go outside your
comfort
zone. James,
I thought you were just saying go outside.
Like, well,
yeah, that is crazy for me.
That's pretty crazy.
That's wild.
That's wild for you on a weekend and when there's so much sports going on, right?
I'm gonna sit there and watch.
It's food day.
Okay.
All right.
I love food.
I know, right? It has its day. Take back your time day. Oof, that's always a challenge, isn't it?
Okay. I mean, you technically can't do that.
Nope. But you can control it better moving forward. Tomorrow, Marion Ross from Happy Days fame. I know you don't know
her, I do not. Yeah,
but those who do, 97 tomorrow. Good for you, Marion. Happy birthday. We're 2 months away from Christmas Eve.
Yep.
By the way, today. Wow. Greasy Foods Day. Really trying to stay away from that stuff.
That makes one of us. I like my greasy foods.
Do you?
Yeah.
You know, I recently saw something that said, would you drive 30 miles for a good hamburger?
No. Not 30
miles. You wouldn't?
30 miles. Is it the only option, I guess? I don't know.
Well, if you're really hungry for a really good hamburger.
Yeah.
Would you drive 30 miles?
So would I drive to Buffalo?
Yeah.
I've never done that before for just a hamburger, so I'm going to say no.
Really? Yeah. I would. If it's good? Yeah.
Yeah, not for me. Sorry.
Okay. All right. I care about you day, James.
Thanks. Yeah.
I care about you day today. It is Make a Difference Day. That's actually tomorrow. Take Back Drug Day.
Okay.
Prescription Drug Take Back Day.
Yep.
Okay. They have that, as far as I know, still have that receptacle, the police station. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So this is just the day, but you can do it anytime. You know, I don't know why they call it this, but today is Trick or Treat Day.
That is weird that they're calling
that
today.
That is weird. So I don't know. Pasta Day. Yeah.
Sure.
And Pizza Makers Day.
Love pizza makers as well.
No, nothing like a good old homemade pizza, right?
Oh, I thought they were just talking about the people that make pizza.
It's Pizza Makers Day. Yes. Thing? Yeah, it's okay. Those people that make it too. So, but I love homemade pizza.
I actually don't. I prefer
really?
Non-homemade pizza.
Really?
Most of the time.
Wow. Okay.
It's hard to do, man. Like, homemade pizza is not easy. That's a difficult thing.
I like the brick.
You gotta make the dough.
I like the brick-fired pizza.
When you say homemade, are you saying you're making like the dough, the bread?
Yeah, somebody that does that,
pizza.
Put their own pizza together. That's good.
That's That's hard.
Well,
it's hard to do.
Okay.
That's why I don't like it.
Because you know? Oh, it's hard to do.
Well,
you
not,
just want to. You just want to show up.
Hey, anything. The way I look at it, when it comes to pizza, anything that's well done can probably be bought.
Okay.
And that doesn't have to be done by me.
Must be your age, James.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Sunday is Jacqueline Smith's birthday, and she is 80, and she still looks great. So, congratulations, Jacqueline. You're 80 years of age on Sunday. Boy, that's a tough one.
What, 80 think. Years?
Yeah, when you hit that mark. And I go, oof.
I mean, I think once you hit, for me anyways, I hit.
For you, since you're in your mid-20s,
well,
yeah?
I hit 25, and now I'm like, I don't, what, how old am I? I don't know where I am. Whatever. I'm
okay.
28, I guess.
All right.
Somebody do the math for me.
Okay. She's 80, Jacqueline. Congratulations, Jacqueline. Pat Sajak, Wheel of Fortune fan,
yeah.
79.
Legend.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton, former First Lady of the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
Secretary of State, 78 today, or tomorrow, or excuse me, on Sunday. And Lauren Toos. Lauren Toos was Julie on the Love Boat.
Okay.
Yeah. She's 72 on Sunday. 1881, the gunfight at the O.K. Corral.
Yeah. Legendary.
Tombstone, Arizona. Wouldn't you love to have been there? Go back in time?
No. No.
The gunfight?
What kind of crazy question is that?
Okay,
no.
James. It's looking at it for the history perspective. You can't change it. You're just an observer.
Well, I wouldn't want to change it for one period because who knows what would happen because of that.
Yeah.
But two, I wouldn't get anywhere near it.
Okay.
It was a gunfight.
I know, man. I think it'd be great. Go back in time, watch that. Just watch it. Now, unfortunately, people die. Yeah, people die in the course of that. But anyway, part of history.
I think like 6 people died.
Did they? Is that how
Something
many?
Like
I knew
that.
A few died, but I didn't know the exact number. Wow, look at you. Sunday is Chicken Fried Steak Day.
Oh, I love chicken fried steak.
A good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's hard to really mess up things, like fried things. But there is a difference between, like, really good chicken fried steak and just, hey, this tastes like it was fried.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Horseless Carriage Day. Ooh.
I don't know what that... There's a
horseless carriages, the you know, Halloween horseless carriage.
Okay,
James.
Sure.
It is Sunday is Mule Day.
3 people died, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, that's what I was looking up.
You were looking up and trying to talk to me
3
at the same time.
Died,
yeah.
And there was 3 more wounded.
Okay.
The Earps and then Doc Holliday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Pumpkin Day on Sunday. There'll be a lot of pumpkin carving this weekend, I have a feeling, too.
Yeah.
Visit a Cemetery Day.
Sure. Why not?
In fact, tonight, an hour of haunts at the Sheridan Cemetery, beginning at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go check that out.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. Worldwide Howl at the Moon Night on Sunday. She's going to get all the Halloween stuff, right? This weekend, there's a ton going on.
Somebody just texted me and said, isn't a horseless carriage just a car?
That's true too.
That's a good point. I think it was Jill that said, Steve said that. Steve Sisson just texted me that. That's crazy. Simultaneously, Jill and Steve Sisson texted me the exact same thing. A horseless carriage is just a car. That's the exact same thing.
All right. Well, great minds think alike up here at Sheridan Media, James.
They're just a car.
Yeah.
Horseless carriage. It's just a car.
Exactly right. You could do it that way. Hey, guess what? Tonight's Mega Millions, James. You feeling it?
No.
Okay.
I've had a bad couple of days when it comes to trying to gamble. So.
Okay. Well, buy a ticket. $680 million could be yours, my friend.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
Maybe,
James got swap.
This is the break I need.
James got swap shop next hour. He's got the Potterhorn Halftime Show tonight. SheridanMedia.com, KWYO. Have an awesome weekend, everyone. Get out and enjoy a beautiful weekend in Sheridan. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.